Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Chof. The Gemara in Daf brings a bin katin, also Muchni Lekir. He made this wheel for the Kiyor to be able to lower it into the water. That's what Rashi explains. That is the Muchni that he did. And the reason is, Shlo Yumeimo Nifsolim Belino, so the water of the Kiyor won't become possible Belino. And this Gemara, we have an idea, or two ideas, based on Chassidus, which seem to be the exact opposite ideas from each other. The first is the Noam Elimelech Melzhensk in Pashke Siso. Says one knows that he's not supposed to enjoy too much this oilum. He's not supposed to enjoy oilum hazeh. So he says, you know what? If so, I will be completely purish. I'll completely separate myself from any oilum hazeh. I won't have nothing to do with this world. He says, no, that's not the right way of Avodas Hashem. The right way with this Hashem is for a person to be in the world and to slowly be mishaber, break his taivis, his desires. Not be completely separated from the world, but being in the world and still be able to overcome his desires within being in this world. And by doing that, he will eventually get to the taklas avoido, that his whole life living in this world and eating and drinking and being part of the world will all be l'shem shamay and l'shem gedusha. So says the Noam Elimelech, that's the remez over here. You take the kir and you put it into the water of the well. The kir resembles the water of Gashmias, of this world, and you're going and putting into the well, Mokr Maim Chaim, into Gedusha. You want to take the Gashmias, not separate from the Gashmias, but take the Gashmias and put it into the water of Gedusha. And that's what it means, Shiloi Poslu Belino. I don't want it to become possible. I don't want it to become wrong. I want the Gashmias to be elevated as well. So I take the water of the kir. I take the kir itself, which represents the water in this world, I put it into the Be'er Mayim Chaim, make sure there's no Psul Belino. And he goes on to say, that's why the night, because Psul Belino and during the night is Oilom Hazeh. Meaning in this world, the place of Gashmias, that's where the Gashmias can go wrong. So you have to make sure they put it into the big water and not let the Gashmias fall apart. That's one shot. On the other hand, we have the Be'er Moshe. The Be'er Moshe is Reb Moshe Hopstein, who was the son of the Magid Mikoshnitz, and he was a Talmid of Ramech Melishensk. But he says something that seems to be the exact opposite. He starts by bringing an idea from his father, and he goes in to develop it himself, and it's very much Nugiah to Inyan and Deyayimah, the days after Yom Kippur. He says, what does it mean, Birkotin? Birkotin means Oshon Katnos. Sometimes a person is in a time of godless, take for example, being Yom Kippur. Person is inspired. He's really interested in doing the right thing. But then, comes time of Katnus, he loses a little bit of inspiration, he loses a little bit of excitement, he's right now in a little smaller state. That's the name Ben Katin, referring to Katnus. So the Zavoyda is, that even when you're in a place of Katnus, don't lose completely where you were. Still have something attached to the higher the levels that you were at. You're not going to be in that same level and same inspiration, but at least connect it somewhat. He brings an example. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain. Arboim Yom Arboim Laila did not eat, did not drink. He came back to this world. He became back a human being. He has to eat and drink. But he still was connected to a much higher level. Koron Arponov. He has the shiny face. He belongs to a higher place. So he says, the Kiyor refers to the water of Gdusha. And when it goes down into the bar, meaning it's representing when the Gdusha comes down to a lower level, the bar refers to Oilam Hazeh. So he's going into this world. You still wanted to keep the Gdusha. So you don't want it to become Pasul Belino. You wanted to keep the higher level they always had before. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Ben Katin, when a person in the time of Katnos, what he did, it was a Muchni. What's a Muchni? When it goes down, when the water goes down, there's a way to keep it intact, to keep the Gdusha there. To keep it, when the higher level, it was in the kir in Beis Hamikdash, it was Kaddish. Now comes the night, and you bring it down. You make sure to keep the Kedusha by connecting it to the Be'er Mayim Chaim. So what seems to be the exact opposite of the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech was telling us that the Mei Kiyor refers to the Gashmias. And it means that even when you have the Gashmias, you have to connect it to Kedusha. According to the Be'er Moshe, the Mekir refers to the Ruchnius, to the higher level. And when you bring it down to this world, you want to still have that Gdusha remain with it. So two things that seem to be a little bit of opposite, but two drushes that you could darshan from this concept of Birkati and the made the Muchni Lekir. To join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.